Good morning, good evening, good night, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Ava Julian.
I'm Gianna Arnum.
And I'm Hannah Payne.
And we're going to be talking about student driving. So I've had my license for almost a year. I know Hannah has had hers for almost 2 years, and then Gianna has her learner's permit. So let's kind of just talk about, you know, the process of getting your driver's license.
Well, I know I got mine right after the pandemic. So a lot of kids were just trying to get into the DMV, so making the appointment was probably the most stressful part for me. You know, actually getting enough advance time so I could get my permit, like, the day I wanted to, so I could get my driver's license on my 16th birthday, like, something like that.
I had, like, a similar process. I scheduled my permit appointment the day I turned 15 and a half, and then I'm just in the midst of getting my driver's license now.
I know, my booking was like 3 months out. Like, I had to wait like 3 months just to even, like, you know, get. But even with, like, the driver's ed too, like, that was a lot. Like, the logging in your hours and, like, the 20 hours that you had to do the online part, and then you have to get your paper notarized and bring that in. I feel like the process was a lot more complicated than I had initially, like, expected.
Yeah, well, initially I just did like 5 2-hour lessons with like a driving instructor, so I would like go
in. Was your driver's ed like in person?
Yeah, but it wasn't enough hours, so then I still had to do like an online version, which I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't do in person. Yeah. I did all online.
Mine was through NVLA, so it's just like a course. Like, right. I had a grade for it. It's like on my transcript.
Wow, yeah, I did it in person with someone, and then before I got my actual license, that's when I had to do the, like,
that's like a huge difference.
Yeah,
but I feel like now having my license, it's so much better. Like, I have more freedom to do kind of what I want to do. Like, driving to and from school has been a lot easier on myself and, like, my parents too. But yeah, it's been pretty great having for almost a year now, so I can, it's, I passed my 6 months, so I'm able to, like, drive with friends now, and, you know, but still obeying the curfew laws since I'm still under 18.
Yeah, and the one thing I think about driving with friends, it's a little weird because you're still new to driving, so you're just, like, holding on the steering wheel tight, making sure everything's fine, but then your friends are also in the car, so they could be nervous about you driving, or they could just think it's, like, a normal experience, and they could be goofing off, but even after the 6 months, like, that's just something that happens.
I feel like you get used to it after a while, especially if, like, you hang out with them often, and I think it's just, it makes it more fun just being with your friends in that experience.
Rather than your parents or whoever was driving with you during your permit. Like, I did, like, not like that.
Yeah, I feel like you can just make your own decisions for once. It's like,
well, you have to, I mean, if you're the one behind the wheel. But, like, I think for me, the first, like, month of me getting my, or having my license, it was weird that, like, there wasn't someone, like, telling me, you know, like, turn here, or, like, slow down, or, like, you're going too fast. And it was solely just, like, me, like, relying on my own abilities to be able to drive safely.
I think safety driving is very important, especially living in Vegas, because it's a defensive driving. I think here, because of everybody else that's on the road, I know I'm down by the strip almost every night for with my brother, and, you know, we're driving home at like 7:30, and I'm still very defensive with traffic and
rush hour.
Yeah, and construction in Vegas
is terrible.
So much construction.
You can't go down any street without seeing, like, an orange cone.
No, I've been going down Buffalo for the 2 years having my driver's license. I don't think junior or senior year there haven't been construction on that road.
Right.
Yeah.
We can talk about insurance rates for teens.
I'm sure they're high. Because,
well, we're talking already about, like,
safety.
And, you know, insurance is a big factor.
Yeah, having your license new, insurance companies are like, they're automatically going to be a terrible driver. And I mean, in most cases we are, but we're still being safe. So insurance rates being high is understandable because we're younger and we've been behind the wheel for a less amount of time. But I also think it's really funny how my insurance payment is more than my car payment.
How much is your insurance and your car payment?
My dad pays for those things.
So true.
Which is also a weird thing for teenagers, because, like, some teenagers have jobs.
Have
so they
jobs,
pay for their cars.
For their own,
they pay for their insurance.
I know a lot of like my friends who have cars and their license and who have jobs, they have their jobs to sustain their car use, and they're like mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. gas and the
like insurance. Solely working for
they only work for their car and their license.
Mm-hmm. I'm a competitive swimmer, so me going back and forth for 3 hours every night, my parents pay for those things because it's almost a necessity right. For me and other student athletes in that way.
Yeah. And Ava, I know you have a job, so like, you just drive yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I do pay for like my own gas, but insurance is covered by my parents, and my brother is getting to the age where he can get his permit, and my parents are talking about it because insurance rates for teenage girls and teenage boys are very different. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, isn't it like statistically proven that boys are more reckless behind the wheel?
Oh yeah, especially in Vegas too. Like mm-hmm. the rate has gone up. So,
mm-hmm. I feel like my friends like in the past few weeks, like a lot of them have gotten into accidents lately, and I feel like that's just how it is for teen drivers, especially guys. Like they're all guys who got into accidents. So,
but thinking about that, it's like almost $200 to $300 more a month mm-hmm. a teenage boy rather than a teenage girl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
It's so a big I'm like, difference. Yeah, mm-hmm. if you are like a student who like has to get a job to support just their like car payment, like you need to get a very well-paying job to be able to pay for your gas mm-hmm. and then your insurance on top of that. And if you have a car payment, like that's mm-hmm. all like...
I know. Yeah. Go ahead. I know another thing with insurance rates, or at least with a few of the companies, if you have good grades, there's insurance because you seem more responsible. Also with, I have a tracking app, so it gives me a percentage every 2 weeks, like, oh, you did 83% this week based on, like, texting and driving, speeding, turning, braking, all of that. And I think after a year and a half of that, well, which is coming up, my insurance rate should drop. That's but not good. Every company has that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost unattainable.
It's almost like you have to prove yourself first before, which I kind of agree with because then otherwise they'd be giving others like mm-hmm. who might more be more susceptible.
Yeah. Right. Parents are already nervous about us driving now. Think about insurance companies.
Yeah. My parents did not want me to drive at all. Like I had to take, it took me a lot of like convincing them to like, let me get my permit or like, let mm-hmm. me like, you know, get my mm-hmm. driver's license. And then I got my own car. And so I feel like now, too, because I have younger siblings, so, like, now that I have a license and I have a car, like, one of my responsibilities is taking my brothers to, like, their basketball and football practices, like, 2 or 3 times a week. And so I feel like that has also, like, it's benefited me, but it also, like, benefits, like, my family and, like, my brothers. They get to, like...
Do you think your parents trust you more now because of it? Like, just because you've taken on more responsibility as, like, the older sister?
I mean, I hope so. I feel like they do because... They, like, asked me to do, like, a lot more stuff. But in the very beginning, like, obviously, like, naturally any parent would be, like, you know, nervous that they're not going to be in the car with their child every single time that they start driving. But now that I've had it for almost a year, it's, like, oh, like, almost, like, normal. Yeah. But I'm still kind of, like, well, you obviously need to still have that, like, safety, like, mm-hmm. mindset. Like, okay, I'm on the road with other drivers. Like, and the thing for my parents, too, it wasn't that they thought I was a bad driver. It's the other people on the road.
Yeah.
Like, the other people that you're, like, driving next to. Like, it may not be, like, my fault that I get into an accident, but, like, I could get into an accident by someone else's actions, like, mm-hmm. putting me there.
And going back to the insurance companies, in most cases, if it's a teenager behind the wheel, they're going to blame the teenager.
Yeah.
Unless mm-hmm. it's drastically, like, oh, this was the other person's fault, there's always that chance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think about driving to school and then also being in an area with every other student driver?
Right.
It's a little scary, to be honest. Like, mm-hmm. when I'm driving with people my age, I get a little nervous because I know I'm an okay driver. Like Ava said, like, you're just scared of the people around you. Like, what if they just randomly crash into me because they're not paying attention or something?
No, last year I was parked in my car waiting for, like, the after-school traffic to go down, and I actually saw someone back into another mom picking her daughter up. Oh. And I was like, oh, okay. That's
See, exactly for that reason, mm-hmm. it's scary to me.
Well, even the other day, I was backing out of a spot, and I was probably halfway out, and a car still came flying at me, even though I was reversed. And like,
we have speed bumps
my car, my car did the emergency brake, and it was like, are you fine? And I'm like, no, I almost got hit by someone backing out. And I think that would have been their fault, but I was still backing out, so it could have been considered my fault.
Well, you were already backing out before.
Mm-hmm. So. I was, like, halfway into the actual
street. You're fine.
I was nervous. It was scary.
I feel like drivers, too, with, like, other, like, student drivers, like, around me, like, coming to school, like, leaving school, like, I can talk to my friends about it, or, like, hey, let's park next to each other, or, like, like, hey, let's hang out a little bit after school until, like, the traffic goes down, because the traffic is bad, because then you have student drivers plus parents picking their kids up. It's, like, too much going on at one point. But also, one time last year, like, right when I got my license, I was, like, backing out, and this car just, like, was backing out at the same time, but, like, you can't really see, like, when you're, like, when they're, like, directly behind you, like, your mirrors just don't, like,
pick a blind spot.
Right. And so I was so scared. And then ever since then, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going to drive. So I took, like, a whole, like, 2 months just because I was so scared that, like, I was going to get into an accident or something was going to happen to my car or something was going to happen to someone else's car.
Yeah. And I feel then, like, after, like, the trauma of, like, hitting something for the first time is, like...
Like a just a curb, like, or something, yeah, when you're, like, trying to park.
Yeah, I was so nervous. And then a couple weeks ago, my mom hit a traffic cone. And there's, like, a little dent in her garbage. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. And my car is used. And before I had a garage, like, lid fell on it. Mm-hmm. So there's, like, a dent in the back of it, on the back window. So I'm like, my car's name is Franny. So Franny's just, like, they're part of her story.
Yes. I'm also super scared to park in this, like, or any parking lot in general. Because, again, you don't really know who you, like, park around. And I'm one scared that I'm going to hit someone else's car or, like, two, someone else is going to hit my car.
Yeah.
I just feel like the students at this school have not, like, proved themselves, like, good drivers. Like, not in the lines, like, just really, really scaring me. Like, I literally moved where, like, I normally would park, like, down more just so I can avoid, like, a certain, like, area where I know, like, I don't feel comfortable, like, driving in or, like, being parked next to.
Yeah.
And I know another thing is, like, the groups of friends who park next to each other. And then they all, like, the car guys, yes. And then they fight to get out of the parking lot. So, like, this car's going, but this car's, like, trying to get around. And I'm just sitting there, like, actually, it's my turn, but I don't want to get in a car accident with you.
That's what my mom tells me all the time with, like, road rage, like, on the road. Like, if someone is, like, speeding or just, like, cutting you off, like, just let them. Like, rather than you, like,
getting mad.
Like, because I know, actually, that there are a lot of, like, road rage drivers who, like, will take to extreme measures.
There's
to, like,
a lot
prove
of horror
themselves
stories.
Especially in Vegas too, like, I feel like anywhere you go, really, like, mainly or, like, especially on the strip, but, like, literally anywhere. Like, I was, like, coming home from school one day and this car was, like, zooming super fast and, like, cut me off. Like, I don't know if I, like, did something that made this driver, like, upset, but I was like, I'm just gonna let you do your thing and let me, like, hang back because I don't want to put myself in a situation where I could be, like, or I can get into an accident, or cause an accident, you know?
Yeah.
What are, like, what was it like driving on the freeway for the first time?
Oof. I love the freeway.
Really?
I love it now. I did not like it in the beginning.
My mom was really nervous about me driving on the freeway, and my dad's a firefighter here, so he knows all about car accidents. And he's like, oh, she'll be fine, and my mom's, like, having a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I went with my driving instructor, and it was great. I love the freeway. I don't like when people go, like, 55.
Because
that's
for
more
you.
Dangerous.
Right.
You guys know where the airport connector is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes off the freeway, and then the tunnel is 35.
Right.
That is the most dangerous place I've ever driven, because I'm going 35, 40, but
everyone else is going
65, 70.
Well, you have to go, like, with the flow of traffic, because then you're
that's
the one.
That's the one thing. So right, my insurance company has been docking me points because I'm speeding in the tunnel, so I don't get ran over by, you know, like...
Yeah.
A Ram 1500 that's, like, behind me.
Right. Now that I like the freeway, though, it's, like, you... Like, they were made so that you can get places faster. Like, before, I was so scared to, like, be on the freeway, like, alone. Like, I would literally, like, take streets to get everywhere.
Side
which,
streets.
When you think about... Or, like, it's actually a fact. Like, you're more likely to get into an accident on, like, streets rather than, like, the freeway.
There's
and
more
so,
stop and go.
Right.
Yeah.
So, on the freeway, it's just, like, you know...
Everybody's doing their thing.
And people, I don't know anywhere else, but, like, especially in Vegas, people just, like, speed anywhere. So it's, like, you really do have to just go with the flow of traffic most of the time because...
And if someone's mad, they'll go around you.
Right.
So there's also the fact that, like, oh, you're going 85, but I'm going to stick with my 70.
I'm not saying, like, speed super fast, but I mean, like, match up the flow so that you're not the one going to get...
Yeah.
Or, the worst like, part is when people come on to the freeway, like off the exit ramp, going 45. So then we're not at the speed of traffic and you can't get over.
Yeah. Oh, like I merging? Would say, yeah. I feel like merging is really hard.
That was the scariest part about being on the freeway.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened this morning when I was coming to school.
Oh.
You have to get on the freeway to come to school?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Do you live far?
No. I live like 15 minutes away, but the freeway is the easiest part. Like, right, yeah, faster. Yeah. The side streets take longer. One day the freeway was shut down, so I took a side street and like a bus almost ran into me. Like,
The fact that. The buses like definitely take the side streets.
There's, like, a lot of sports cars people here in Vegas that, like, to rev their engines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was in a parking garage once, and someone did that, and it scared me so bad, because it's, like, people echoing. Love their cars. Yeah, it's, like, echoing, and it's all, like, loud, and, like, I'm just trying to get back to my car, and then I just hear this loud, like, ferocious, like, growl, mm-hmm. like, from a car. It's, like, oh,
Hello.
Yeah.
Question, have your cars, or, well, not yours, but in the future, has your car ever broken down?
I mean, I've gotten a flat tire, literally the week after I got my license.
Mm-hmm. And as a student driver, or as a driver who's still under the age of 18, how did you, like, respond to that?
I didn't know, first of all, that my tire was flat. Like, people say, like, you can feel it. Maybe I wasn't paying attention enough, like, I couldn't feel it, but I was going through, like, this construction, like, area, like, in between, like, orange cones. So, like, that was literally, like, my lane, like, kind of, like, indicator, like, marker. And there was this, like, construction worker, and I was, like, at the red light, and he was, like, roll down your window. So, like, I rolled it down, and then he was, like, your front, like, right tire, or, no, it was my back tire. Your front right back tire, or your front back tire is flat. And so there was, like, a 7-Eleven right there, and I was on my way to go pick up my brother from his practice, because I have to, like, pick him up from practice, mm-hmm. and I, like, pulled into the little, like, gas station thing where you can, like, pump the air into your tire, and I was like, let's just try it. Did not work, obviously, because it didn't click in my head that there is a hole in my tire. So my best friend lived down the street, literally from where I was at, and so I had called her, and so her parents came, because my parents were on the other side of town. That's why I had to go get my brothers.
Yeah.
And so they came, and her dad changed my tire for me, because I had, like, the little, like, spare one that you have in your...
That's lucky.
Yeah. And then I called my parents, and then they met me at this, like, tire shop that was kind of close. And so I had to drive with that little, like spare on, and it was so weird. Like, that I could feel, but the actual, like, flattening of my tire, I could not. And I was so... like, upset, but, like, I just felt bad, because, like, I was, like, I thought I was a good driver, yada, yada, and I just felt bad that, like, I had to, like, tell my parents that, like, guys, yeah. I think it was exactly a week. I was, like, I had my license for exactly a week, and I got my first flat tire.
And at that point, it isn't your fault, because we live in so many construction zones, so the same thing happened to me. I was driving home from, like, Summerlin, and I was, like, oh, that's weird. Something, like, feels a little off. Right. There was a nail in my tire.
Oh, my gosh. Did someone, like, put it there?
I don't know. Ooh,
so but I feel weird. Like the people at the tire place were so, like, because he was, like, you know, like, what happened? And I was, like, I, like, probably ran over, like, something in the construction thing. And I was, like, literally so frantic and, like, in tears, because I just felt so bad. But at the same time, I was, like, embarrassed to, like, that happened.
That's okay. Learning lessons.
Right? And that's what I think lessons. We need to learn as teenagers and student drivers. You keep just learning the lessons. What, yeah. Yeah.
You keep going.
The process isn't that scary.
Keep getting better and better.
I'm Ava Julian.
I'm Gianna Aganon.
And I'm Hannah Payne.
And we'll catch you on the flip side.